Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. How
are you? This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. Okay, I'm just calling back. I see that you called and you spoke with Mimi in regards to switching to our agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just reaching out, explaining to you the process and see if you have any questions.
Yes, I was actually concerned about, like, your, do you guys have sick time, your PTO time? I did let her know that my pay rate is $14.50 an hour. My overtime pay is $21.75. My clients do have 24-hour services. I am her the head of the aide, so I will be bringing all the aides over with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to get some information on your services before, you know, I switch over. Because I know if some agencies, you know, when you they start off okay and then they don't, like, I have, like, an agency that I work for, but they only have, like, patients that come in and work with my client is American, and she speaks English. I do train them when they first come in, but it's like they're not certified. So they're coming in not knowing. They may say they worked for 6 years doing this, but they'll get there, and it's no. They show no description of, you know, having a potential in doing home health.
Yeah.
So when we need, like, coverage, if it's not amongst the four of us, there's no coverage at all.
Oh,
or they're sending someone, you know, that hasn't been there before, and with my client's diagnosis, just can't send anyone into her home. They have to be, like, you know, aware of, you know, her care.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get some, like, outcome on, you know, about this company, the services, you know, before I do switch over.
Right.
The young lady was telling me that they will only give me a quarter extra, which is really nothing to me. Because my client's case is, like, it's a heavy load, and I normally do, like, the morning shift. You can take this off, but I had surgery on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off. And I'm talking to this lady here. Her case is, like, a real heavy load, but I do, like, all the morning shifts up until noon, and weekends I do, like, I do 12-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that, like, that quarter extra is not really even worth it to me, but I more help than I'm getting now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I see that she offered you $14.75 per hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is before the overtime. We also do overtime, which is time and a half.
Okay, so what's the overtime?
So that's 1.5 times the amount. Do you want me to do, let me do the math for you.
Mm-hmm. Is this Joe?
No, my name is Ruth.
No, I'm getting my feet done. I had just had a surgery on my back myself. Actually, my client is in the hospital as of now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I just
doing?
Had a surgery. She's doing better than she was. Had I not, I actually went in for a surgery myself on Tuesday, and I went to call out on Wednesday because I didn't know the procedure was going to be as bad as it was.
Oh, wow.
And I went to call out on Wednesday. Like, nobody never answered my phone call. And I've been with my job for 7 years, and me and my boss have a good connection. But I can't help her if I can't help myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I went to call out, it was no return phone call. I had to call them back at noon in order for them to respond. And it's like, you know, this is not what I'm looking for. And yes,
right.
I do love my job company, but if I can't get help when the help is needed, we don't need to be there.
Mhm. Yeah. Well. Yeah. So let me explain to you how our agency is gonna be. You know, how it's gonna work. So first of all, for the overtime rate, it's gonna be I would say roughly around $22.12.
Mhm.
About 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did ask about, you know, caregivers for backup. So we have a lot of caregivers in Philadelphia, right? Is that where you're located?
Yeah, she's in West Philadelphia.
Yeah, so I don't believe that should be a problem. You know, anytime you need a backup, you need an aide to fill in or whatever, you just call
Mm-hmm.
and let your coordinator know that that's something that you need.
Oh, so we have to call into the coordinator. You don't call into the office. Like if someone was to call out, you got to call the coordinator. You don't call into the office.
Yeah, so you call us in. You know, it might be that they might call you if they notice that there's no clock in, but, you know, if you want to be safe, if you know in advance, then that's the best, you know, if you let them know in advance, and that way they can, you know, work on it right away. Yes.
Okay, and far as, like, the medical, what kind of medical do you guys?
Okay, so we do offer health insurance. You know, it covers all the basics, you know, all the basic medicals.
Mm-hmm.
We do pay for, on holidays, the four major holidays, which is New Year's, July 4th, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, we
mm-hmm.
pay overtime.
Mm-hmm.
We have a weekly payroll, so, you know, you get paid every week, Friday and
mm-hmm.
every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's how we are.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
then you asked about sick time, so that's unfortunately not something that we offer at this time.
Well, the lady told me yes yesterday.
That what?
Mimi told me yes yesterday.
She told you yes?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I'm not sure why she would say that.
Yes.
Hmm. At this time, it's not something that we have.
Okay.
I mean, I wish I could tell you that we do, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so she asked would I would like for someone to come out and meet with me, or would I like to come to the office and meet? I just don't want to jump like into, you know, out of one bad decision into another bad decision. I want you to be sure this is something, you know, that's
right.
good for the both of us.
Right, of course.
You know?
So you want to meet with someone?
Yes.
Yes.
I can come into the office because I'm right in the 19132 area.
Oh, okay. So that would be great. How about I have someone call you later on to schedule a time when you can come down?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, great. So do you want to first meet with the office before we start on anything on the paperwork?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Okay, not a problem. So I'll have them give you a call to schedule that, and then I will follow up with you, okay?
All right, okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a great week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye.